You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby. The support from our awesome community helps keeping the station diverse and independent. Thank you.
Come along, children. Now we're going to have a little music, like old times. Look, now I'll start the melody on the organ.
It's Feather Rock with Bill and Ella. It's Feather Rock and sometimes Liam. It's Feather Rock time. It's time for Spare the Rock.
This is Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, and this is And Mom and Kid.
So many combinations.
And mom and dad and kid and kid and dad and mom and kid and dad and baby and kid and mom and mom and kid and dad and mom and kid and kid and granddad and dad.
Stripes, we're gonna be friends, and They Might Be Giants, and Mom and Kid here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids. My name's Bill Childs. Over there, my right, your left.
It's Liam. Hello.
Right in the middle-ish.
Ella.
And over here.
Hi, it's Audrey.
So it's your radio pal, audio radio pal, Ella, radio pal, Liam. And the thing that we're celebrating the most right now, anyway, is that either in mere hours from when you're hearing this, or a little while after, before you hear this, Ella and Audrey will be married.
Yay!
And so the whole set of songs today is songs that they picked. And I got to do some of the sequencing, the order. And so I put we're going to be, well, I mean, obviously They Might Be Giants and Mom and Kid picked because it was their celebration of marriage equality. Hooray for marriage equality.
Yay.
And then we're going to be friends. I thought we would start off by asking you, you met in orientation at the University mm-hmm. of Chicago, mm-hmm. Audrey for her PhD, Ella for their master's. What do you remember about meeting each other? Did you know immediately you were going to be friends?
I did.
Yes.
I think
we
both did. Mm-hmm. I remember when we first met. Audrey doesn't quite remember this. We met, first of all, on the steps to the hall for orientation, and I immediately saw Audrey and thought, oh, that's a person I want to be friends with, and I think I, like, held the door open for you or something.
Aww.
And then pretty immediately, like whenever there was a break during orientation,
yes.
we'd find each other and talk and hang out.
Yep.
And then we just became very close friends immediately. Even though we worked on very different things and you were a PhD and I was an MA, we knew immediately we wanted to know each other.
And Audrey, what do you remember of those very earliest days? If you can do it without crying.
Oh, yeah, I'll try. I mean, yes, I also remember this. I remember every breakout session being like, oh, there's Joss again. Hi. I don't know. I remember going for lots of long walks and talking about music, talking about Hold Steady and The Replacements and just finding it really weirdly easy to talk to you
Okay. Well, we'll hear some more as we go along. What we've got next here is one of like only three or four songs that are very specifically kid songs, and it's Frances England, Fascinating Creatures. Either of you want to say something about Frances England's Fascinating Creatures?
When we were putting this together, I thought I'd include some of my favorite kid songs because it's a kid's show, and Audrey brings out the spirit of exploration and childhood in me, I'd say.
All right, it's Frances England, title track from her debut album, recorded in an apartment on like a CDR. It's Fascinating Creatures on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, indie music for indie kids.
If I were Thank you.
It's The Shins, One by One All Day. Natalia Catalan, new music, Ride Operator, and Frances England, Fascinating Creatures, title track from her debut here on Spare the Rock, Spoil the Child, music for kids and their grown-ups. We come to you from KUTX 98.9, and we are here celebrating the wedding of Radio Pal Ella, who mostly now goes by Joss, and Radio Pal Audrey. And the next song we're going to hear is Ezra Furman, Androgynous. Earlier, Audrey was talking about how they'd walk around and talk about music and talk about The Replacements and talk about the Hold Steady. And the first time, I think the first time I ever saw Ezra Furman was when she opened for the Hold Steady. And mm-hmm. here she's covering The Replacements. Androgynous is an important song to me in terms of like a very early on way for me to think about sort of the expansiveness in gender growing up as a kid in suburban Minnesota. Either of you want to talk about the song as younger people not growing up in the suburban Minnesota and who have experienced sort of the expansiveness of gender more directly?
It's a beautiful
question.
Song.
It's there, a beautiful song.
People my age also like it. I remember a couple people in my cover songs class doing a cover of it, which was pretty neat.
There we go. Okay, yeah. Liam came in to save us. Thank you. It's Ezra Furman, Androgynous on Spare the Rock.
And born, and the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, the loveliest of all was the unicorn.
The Lord seen some sinning and it gave him pain. He says, stand back, I'm gonna make it rain. He says, hey, no, I'll tell you what to do. Build me a floating zoo. And take some of those green alligators and long-necked geese, some humpty-back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, don't you forget my unicorns.
Oh, Noah was there to answer the call, finished up making the ark just as the rain started to fall. He marched the animals two by two, 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 by two. And he called out as they came through,
hey, Lord! I've got your green. Through the driving rain, the unicorns are hiding, they're playing silly games, kicking and splashing while the rain was falling.
Oh, them silly unicorns.
There was green alligators and long-necked geese, there's some humpty back camel and some chimpanzees. Oh, Noah cried, close the door, for the rain is falling, and we just can't wait for Noah. Unicorns. Well, the ark has started moving. It started drifting with the tide. The unicorns looked up from the rocks and then they cried. The water came down. I started throwing them all away. That's why you never see unicorns to this very day. You see green alligators, all kinds of long-necked geese, some humpty back camels and some chimpanzees, some cats and rats and elephants, but sure as you're born, you're never gonna see all unicorns.
Bless and keep you always. May your wishes all come true. May you always do for others and let others do for you. May you build a ladder to the stars, climb on every rung. May you stay. May you grow up to be true. May you always know the truth and see the light surrounding you. May you always be courageous, stand upright and be strong. May you stay. Forever young, forever young, forever young, may you stay. Forever young, may your hands always be busy, may your feet always be swift, may you have a strong foundation when the winds of changes shift. May your heart always be joyful, may your song always be sung, may you stay.
Recorded right in our studio, it is Craig Finn, Forever Young. Kind of ties into what we were chatting about before the break, and that Craig Finn from The Hold Steady, and saw Ezra Furman, and so many great bands opening for The Hold Steady. So much good time hanging out in Brooklyn for the Brooklyn Bowl shows. And we're at the point of the show when we need some help from folks at home. Let's see here. Ella, why don't you tell everybody what's going down?
Okay. So what's going to happen is my dad is going to ask us if we have a question, and we're going to say yes. Then when he asks us what that question is, we're all going to shout as loud as we possibly can, "Are you prepared to rock?"
Perfect.
You got that, Audrey?
Yeah.
Liam, you got that too?
Yeah, I got that.
I knew Liam. Yes. Uh-huh.
And if you happen to be near a microphone, you're going to lean back away from the microphone.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so Audrey, Ella, Liam, and everybody at home, do you have a question for me?
Yeah.
Yep.
Excellent. What is that question?
Are you prepared to rock?
I am, in fact, prepared to rock, but first advice from They Might Be Giants.
Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they a partial list of the things that you've got to be prepared for. First on the list for small consideration is the thing we call the rock. Second on the list is a rock child, a child that's been fully prepared. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock. Prepare to rock. Don't spare the rock now. Bill, Ella, sometimes they rock.
From many hands, family music for Haiti, it is Jonathan Colton, The Princess Who Saved Herself.
There was a castle by